The most electrifying moment this year was the dramatic message flashed to London. The message read, Everest conquered.
Everest conquered. This could only mean one thing. Everest had been conquered.
Yes, finally, it conquered.
But we, the Goons, question the authenticity of the Everest expedition's claim to have climbed that great mountain. We give you now the story on which our doubts are based. Here, then, is
the Mount Everest Project, or... The Mount Everest Project!
India!
It is the largest country, and Mount Everest, but young Lord Hari Sigur in 1887 made his speech in the House of Lords.
My lord, Great Britain has now reached the peak of power. We have the world's largest navy, the world's largest army, and the world's finest plum. But one thing we have not got in this island,
what is that?
Is the world's highest mountain.
What?
Yes, my lord, it is a bitter realization. But I intend to rectify this geographical discrepancy.
In what manner, my lord?
Simple. Bring Mount Everest here.
He is the honorable lord.
Seriously, Jesse. But the whole of Mount Everest, he brought to England.
I am.
Don't the honorable member know what he's talking about?
I'm not supposed to. I'm a politician. I want to bring Mount Everest here for one reason and one reason only.
What is that reason?
To make England the tallest country in the world.
Thank you. Thank you.
By the volume of your applause, I take it we're all in agreement. Therefore, here to explain his method for moving Mount Everest here is Mr. Crumb. Are you ready to answer a question, Mr. Crumb?
Mr. Grant, how much would it cost to move this mountain?
Will it still by land or sea?
How will the cost be met?
Have you a definite plan?
Yes, I'm ready to answer questions.
Good. Mr. Crumb, how will the mountain be removed from its base?
Yes, well, first, the whole mountain will have to be chopped down. Next, it will be sawn into several 12 3/4-inch blocks.
Why 12 and 3/4? Why not 13?
Because 13 is an unlucky number.
Rubbish!
Say what you like. But let me assure you, madam, that 13 is a very, very unlucky number.
Rubbish! I have 13 million pounds in the bank. What did you say about that?
Marry me.
Lord Seagoon's idea was passed, and soon an advance survey party under Major Brudnock arrived in India to measure the great mountain.
Well, Lord Seagoon, this is the Himalayan range. Which one is Everest?
It's the tall one. Look, it's been specially marked with a cross.
Yes, yes, yes. I'll teach the bear to that. Here he comes now.
Hello, Mr. Eccles. I see you've marked the mountain with a cross.
Yep, I swipe my name everywhere.
Now, Eccles, let us get to work, shall we?
Okay.
Right now, you take this end of the tape measure.
Oh, good,
yes. Now run around the mountain and measure the circumference.
Okay, here we go.
Hug me. Hold me. Kiss me in your arms.
Okay, you
hold. Oh, dear.
Well, 3,050 miles.
Bonkers. Now we'll see how tall it is, shall we?
Okay.
Well, off you go while you're still fresh.
I ain't admitting it, but I'm tired.
Off you go, you malingerer.
Okay, I'm tired.
Peter Bloodduck, you must be mad to climb to the top of Mount Everest. No human being can do that.
I know, that's why I sent Echo.
Well, you'd better come down a bit.
Why?
It's only
is 30,000 feet high. Incidentally, how far can you see?
Oh, it's a wonderful view. I can see right across France, North America. I can see right across the Pacific, right across Japan, over China. And hey, guess what I can see in India?
What, lad?
I can see the back of a man standing on top of a mountain.
I wish we all could. Now, Lord Harry, while we've a moment to wait for Mr. Scunthorpe to arrive, but what about having the,
Me? Oh, no.
Don't be elusive, Hans. I get your hat.
No.
Ellington, are you telling me white lies?
Man? That's the one kind I couldn't tell.
You better take your frantic gang and start chopping Mount Everest down at once. And put some mattresses down. We don't want to crack it when it falls. It's
okay.
Value.
Come on, you lot. Let's get jumping into your lot. Come on.
Thank you. married. I was called to Government House, New Delhi. When I arrived there, this is what I was told.
Lord Harry, there's a delegation of foreign gentlemen waiting to see you.
Oh, heavens. Who are they?
They refuse to stay.
Tell the Russians I'll see them.
Lord Harry Seagoon?
Yes?
My government have taken exception to your removal of Mount Everest.
On what ground?
We will tell you what ground. A portion of Mount Everest was in the matter. Therefore, Britain has violated the Anglo-Nordic Agreement of 1873.
I've never heard of it.
What? You mean you don't believe us?
No, I don't believe there is any such agreement.
There's gratitude for you. After we spend all the money forging it.
That's the problem with the English. The English, you're filthy, uneducated, ill mannered, uncouth, unhealthy, incompetent, moronic, idiotic, and unflattering.
Everyone has their little weaknesses.
Mine is my nose.
Nose?
Yes.
Thompson?
Would you take these two gentlemen's camels outside? I find them a little overpowering.
Overpowering? Insult.
Our camels are cleaned and washed every day in Charleston.
They don't smell.
Of course they don't smell. It's bad.
The following day, I returned to Bombay, by which time Mount Everest had been wrapped in brown paper and lowered into the hold of HMS Regurgitant. With this precious cargo, we set sail for England.
But then, bad luck. 4 days out, we ran into a freak storm.
My God, son, what a storm.
Yes, wind leaking badly.
Were the holes flooded?
I couldn't tell. They were full up with water.
Bitter luck.
Lord Seagull. O'Malley, the cook, we washed overboard. Good heavens, when? About 3 days ago.
Why didn't you report this before?
I don't like it.
Oh! You incredible. Wait a minute. Here comes the captain.
Ahoy there. Stand by. We're thinking not in the sea, alas. Look at that, old.
Your captain?
Anything that's not needed. Now have an aside.
Okay.
Mount Everest was sunk, and to this day has lain on the bottom of the sea. The question is, what did Hillary and Tenting climb?
The answer is simple. They climbed the highest base in the world.
What do you think? Send your solution to us on a postcard addressed to Mount Everest Salvage Fund, care of Professor Pickard. Good night. The orchestra was conducted by Wally Stott, scripted by Spike Milligan and Larry Stevens, announcer Andrew Timothy, produced by Peter.